Next phrase. Direction determines destination. Destination is not determined by hope. It's not determined by wish. Destination is determined by direction. Now here's the good news, and then we're going to take our break for lunch. You cannot change destination overnight. You cannot change destination overnight. Which means you can't arrive at a 5 years from now place tomorrow. But here's what you can change today and overnight. You can change direction. And it is so fascinating what a little small change of direction will do. Let's say that you're here and you're headed this way. And 5 years from now, you'll wind up here. But if you made just a few changes, and maybe those changes you've already decided on this weekend. I wish I had a chance to hear all of the stories of what's going to happen to all of you after this weekend. Right? The economic decisions you've made, the decisions you've made about your family, about your health, and about your future. I'm telling you, decision-making on an occasion like this, where everybody's committed to come and learn and study and read and take notes and change and develop, it's going to be awesome what can happen after this weekend. And I wish I could track everybody's progress and enjoy all of that incredible productivity that's going to happen for all of us. Collectively, I'm telling you, no telling how big that amount would be. But here's how we individually can arrive at a new destination. Maybe right now by discipline or lack of discipline or direction, you're headed this way. But it wouldn't take much to change direction and head this way. So that in 5 years, you wind up here instead of here. And the difference now of getting off this track and getting on this track is not much. A few decisions in discipline, a few decisions in learning, a few decisions in change of behavior, change of habit, a few decisions in setting goals that you've sort of let drift before. Like I did at age 25, didn't have a list. I immediately started to change that. And I immediately started to change my direction so that very quickly I started heading this direction. In less than 7 years, I was a millionaire. And that was just my economics. And sure enough, when I met my mentor, I was headed this way. And here's where I would have been in 5 or 6 years. Maybe okay. You know, my kids probably wouldn't have been starving. And maybe, you know, we got clothes to wear and a place to live. But the joy of productivity and the joy of becoming valuable to the marketplace and more valuable to my family and valuable to my friends and my inner circle, all of that probably would have escaped me if I would have kept going this way. But I am so thankful for the circumstances and whatever else arranged it for me. Some things are arranged. We don't even know how they've occurred. For you to be here, do you imagine the chain of circumstances that caused you to be able to sit in this auditorium today? It's amazing. This had to happen, and this had to happen, and this door had to close, and this door had to open. And all of those things, for me to be here, for you to be here, how come I just didn't drop out of the sky, right? By all kinds of turns and events, I wind up in Dallas on this June weekend, year 2001, and you arrived here. From all kinds of directions, here we are. And so we just say, wow, part of that's a mystery, and we let it be a mystery. We don't even try to figure it out. We just say, wow, it's incredible. But now that we're here, how could we collectively and individually affect each other's lives? It's by doing just what we've done, study, learn, teach, shake hands, trade stories, and do all the stuff. So that we can help other people as well as ourselves to make that small journey to a new direction. So jot that down. It's only a small journey to a new direction. Guess how quickly you can change your health? By starting to eat an apple a day. Mama said an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Let's say you've been ill long enough and you've had health problems long enough and you say, that's it. That's over. I'm going to now start a program. You don't have to really revolutionize your whole health life. Just start with an apple a day. You say, well, is it that simple to change your health life? And the answer is yes. The key is just to start. You know, you pick up a book on good health, And you get halfway through the book and it says, now, dear reader, set this book aside, fall down on the floor and see how many push-ups you can do. And then it goes on to say, and if you have not done that, why not give this book away? It looks like you're not going to do it. Come on, you don't have to radically do something. You can gain momentum and make changes as you go. Just start. Here's what happens when you start a new direction. Self-esteem starts to accelerate. It doesn't take much for you to feel good about yourself. Just committed to a new direction and you feel good. And an apple a day, committed to finally having a health program that'll make you the healthiest you've ever been in the next 20 years, all you got to do is munch on that first apple. And nobody even has to be around you, and you don't have to announce it to the world. But you munch on that first apple and say, this is the beginning of developing a health program that's going to make me so healthy I'll have the vitality to do whatever I want to do for the next 30 years of my life. Munch, munch, happy, happy, self-esteem, off the scale. Now, if you eat an apple the second day, you become almost delirious, saying, wow, I'm on my way. Somebody said, just two apples? Says, look, you don't understand. Not only did I do it yesterday, I've done it again today. This is really proving to myself, with no audience, no microphones, no nothing, just you and yourself. You've convinced yourself, I'm on my way to the healthiest I ever have been. I'm starting a new life. This is the second day. I'm on my way. That's how easy it is to change your life. You don't need some dramatic vision. Just begin something. And maybe by health or by whatever other things we can think of to do, you just get back on a better track. Okay? It's a small journey to changing direction. And by the time we finish our workshop, right after lunch, I think you're going to have a concept of how powerful it can be, not only how easy it can be, but how powerful it can be to change every part of your life for the future.